And so then I left that agency and I went out on my own, and I was going to be my own insurance man as like a broker. I was going to work in that up as a broker, but I started out as in personal insurance. And so I went and I used those X dates. And needless to say, I got caught, and I had to pay back everything, and I had to go work under another general line broker under the eyes of the insurance commissioner until everything got settled and everybody was paid back and everybody was happy. Now, that's the same thing I'm talking about. You work for the government, and you go out from the government with all this information that you worked in your department with, and you go out and set your own little government, mini-government, in a corporation. It's the same principle. That's because we dormanted the Commerce Clause. If we didn't dormant the Commerce Clause, then you, when you went to work as a government a service person, that was for life. The next location is Woods Hole, and that's in Chile. That's why I've been in government my whole life. Because I started my first job as in government was journaling, and I did that with a newspaper, which was at the time they were doing government news press because they had problems in McCarthyism. That was in the 50s. So Woods Hole in Chile, the seas are 9 feet and peak period is 12 seconds. So all the companies I worked for had some type of government affiliation or contract, including insurance companies. Naturally, they do. They do school insurance. At the Stratus location in Chile, the next one is 2 hours old, and the winds are east-southeast at 16 knots. Pressure is 30.06 and falling. Air temperature is 68 degrees. Water temperature is 70 and dew point 59 degrees. So it looks like the temperature is dropping nicely in the southern hemisphere, which is going to affect us in our tropical conversion at the equator. Now, next location is northeast extension, as I just pulled up. And that's in the tropical Atlantic. This report is more than 2 hours old. It's 2300 GMT. The pressure is 29.94. Air temperature is 79 and water temperature is 81. Now, I didn't give you the age of the Chile one. I'll go back and get that for you. Because I do have the ability to go back and get things. The Stratus report is 2000 GMT. That's in Chile. So this tropical north extension is 2200 GMT. Then we go to Java. We're just about finished on our reporting. That's an old report. It's 2100 GMT, June 22nd, 2012. The old ones are all June 22nd, 2012. Winds are southeast at 12 knots. Air temperature is 75. Water is 75. So near the equator, it looks like it's cooler than it is in the northern, up around the 20 degree latitude. So that does hold true, especially the water temperatures, that your tropical storms come up from the 20 degree north. The equator is a changing point. It's a switch area, not a switch in a bait area. Like a lot of your quick talking, fast walking government startouts. And then he or she wants to leave, and all of a sudden regional directors, no, I don't think it's a good idea you leave. I've got something else you can do that's more to your liking. But I want to leave. Well, we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. You finish talking. Well, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay here. Now, your supervisors have different ways to talk to you about staying in the government because of what you know. So then we'll go to FOIA and sue, and Nixon did that, and he lost. Well, I guess I have to be impeached so I can finally leave. Because he couldn't handle the protesting all the time. He wanted to quit under reactivating the dormant clause. He wanted to he wanted to see if he could reenact the dormant clause and get a class action out of FOIA and shut FOIA down and just quit. He didn't like FOIA. Because what FOIA did is it foundation the dormant clause. He wanted government employees to be treated as respect as a lifelong occupation. There was a president that was impeached over the dormant clause. They impeached him, but he misused it. So then the commerce clause, dormant clause is the commerce clause. It's the our ability as a government to commerce. So there's rules on our commerce clause that says we can't do certain things. So then we dormanted it under an act. And it allows us to go into commerce and act as a government employee, but also act as a commerce person in order to benefit the United States.